All right, our pledge of the week comes from Mrs. Dunlop's third grade class at Hallett Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Steve, we need more pledges, is that correct?
Oh, baby.
Okay, so I think that's his way of saying yes.
Yes.
So send us in your classroom pledge to pledge@jandkevin.com. pledge@jandkevin.com.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Woman baffled after she pulls out a very long cheesy puff.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's News.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Kevin.
Hey, everybody. It's news time. And I feel like I'm going to change lives right now.
Change lives?
And that makes me feel good.
Okay.
You do every day.
Does anybody out there who has a dog mm-hmm. or numerous dogs mm-hmm. like picking up the dog's poop?
I mean, there's no like to it. The only thing that you like is that it's done, and then you don't have to like step in it or worry about it. You know how that is. It's like a chore.
Right.
You get your chore done and have the feeling of, oh, that was good to get that
Nobody
done.
Nobody likes it,
but
there's
no enjoyment.
You like
there.
The end result.
Yes, correct.
But the process of, and if you do like it, feel free to call. That's cool. I mean, we'll talk to you about
actually
it.
Actually,
we'll
would love to hear from you.
Yeah. What's going on there? Why you like it? But for the most part, I think it's something people don't enjoy.
Right.
That's why you got to get ready for the one and only poop copter.
Poop copter?
Yeah, a poop copter.
Wow.
Are you ready for it?
Well, I mean, if it sounds like it's a helicopter that picks up poop. I mean, I hope that's what it is. Not one that actually does poop. That would be terrible.
It is a drone that collects dog poo.
So it just like hovers over it and up it goes?
And the idea is that these would be able to work on their own, like a Roomba.
Yeah, so I was going to say,
I don't think it's going to just slide around and, you know, vacuum up all the poop.
Yeah, but if you had to, like, run the drone, not really saving any time.
That would not be great.
But if you could just let it go in your yard and it would, like, fly over your yard and then it would sense it.
That's what it's supposed to do. That's what the poop copter is all about.
Give me that thing.
What year is it?
3014,
apparently.
Yeah, a guy from Minnesota invented it, too,
he did.
It's legit.
Of course.
If you're a Minnesota guy.
Minnesotan.
It says, and then after it picks it up, it has the ability to sky dump the contents where you want them, including your neighbor's yard.
Okay too
no,
much.
Cross too that part out.
Too much poop copter.
I don't know.
That'd be cool to just have a little bin out there and it just.
Would that be a game changer?
Holy smokes, yeah. Probably not available yet.
It is not. He describes the system as the world's first aerial bound self guided dog poop removal system.
Can you imagine the trial and error testing on that?
Yeah, it would be, yeah.
I also like the inventor said. Just think of it like a UFO, except for it's abducting dog poop instead of people.
Right. Thank you. Interesting concept. I think I'm in. Probably
it's a
costs
great
about
idea.
$8 million, but yeah.
Here's the bummer. There's no date yet as to when it will be released.
That is a game changer, though.
He's doing the deal now, Jay, where he's got the commercials up and he's got, he's trying to get some investors and all that good stuff.
Nice. All right.
So that he can start mass producing the poop copter.
Story number two.
Just in time for Christmas.
I'm all about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You change lives, Kevin.
You do change lives, Kevin.
I mean, everybody with a dog is just like, yes, please.
Yeah, I would sign me up.
Please, please, please. Now, even cooler is if when you went on, you couldn't do that. I was trying to think if there was a way when you went on a walk with your dog.
Oh, if the copter just followed you or something?
Yeah. Or like as soon as you leave that area, you activate, say, activate poop copter.
Yeah.
And then it comes out and it picks it up.
Oh, it probably would have some sort of a Bluetooth or Wi-Fi. You could just drop a pin. I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Drop and then a poo, it would come drop pick a pin. It up. It's a poo pin.
The problem with that is that could get a little messy because you're now not there.
You're right.
And maybe somebody else is there and another dog's trying to poop. And,
oh, well, pick them all up. Whatever.
And then your drone and the dog. I'm betting dogs don't like drones.
I'm going to guess no. Since my dogs bark at the birds as they fly over. So, yeah, probably
okay,
not.
Okay, so, yeah, your dogs are going to freak out with a drone. They're just going to bark at it. Right. So that may not work.
Hmm.
We have to work on that. Or, you know what, I guess, okay, humans, we can't fix everything. You're going to have to bend over and pick up your own dog poop on a walk.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not so bad, though.
Not, well, it is for some people, apparently.
Yeah, some people don't like it. Speaking of don't like it, what percentage of NFL players don't like Taylor Swift?
Don't like her?
Don't like Taylor Swift and what, why, you know, and how she's become involved with the NFL now.
Probably 50-50, I'm going to say.
50-50.
Oh, wow.
50-50 because 50 are Swifty.
Only 4.9%.
How much?
4.9.
Oh, wow.
So just 5% say they think it's a negative that Taylor is, you know.
Oh, well, more people are probably watching. They probably like that.
They do. Mm-hmm. 72% of NFL players think, hey, yeah, whatever. It's great.
Sure.
It's, you know, more positive for the league. And 22% said, I do not care. Where's the food? Where's the money?
I don't care.
That's a long response.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were really, well, that's the way these NFL guys talk.
Right.
Yeah. They I just shake it off.
Hey, ho.
Shake it off.
Hey,
ho.
The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. An adult.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And then he came to work here, and that was great. And then he became, you know, one of the bosses.
Sure.
Kevin James.
This morning, he walked by our door, and I waited till he got right past it. And I go to Steve, what in the world is he doing here? And then he kept walking, and I thought, oh, no.
Like maybe he didn't get the joke.
And then he turns around, he comes back, and he goes, hey, Kevy, I took me about 5 steps to realize that was to me.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
All right, Kev.
Oh no, it went away.
Mm.
When did my listener letter go away? Oh, that makes me very sad. Let me click on our faces. Jay and Kevin Faces. You can do the same thing if you are looking for us. The Jay and Kevin Show on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And then all you do is scroll down. You're going to see a couple things pinned to the top. One being that we need your pledges for our Pledge of the Week.
Right.
And the other would be that you can listen to the podcast anytime, and it shows you how to do it.
I love it.
Okay, now there's the listener letter. Good morning, guys. I need to know if what I'm doing is so wrong. I brush my teeth every night. However, many mornings when I'm just going to my construction job, I will just use mouthwash and head out the door. My girlfriend says this is not acceptable and I need to brush every morning. But like, why? I didn't put anything in my mouth all night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure that mouthwash kills anything that developed overnight. I've asked if I have a bad breath or something and she said, no, not at all. So is it wrong to do this a few days a week? Please leave my name off of this one. Just call me Mouthwash Mike or something.
Mm-hmm. 509-441-0999. Hi, Ellie.
Hello.
What you think?
Okay, so I actually work in the dental field, so I want to let whoever this person
Mouthwash Mike, yeah?
Yeah, Mouthwash Mike. That even though you're not eating anything overnight, the bacteria, otherwise known as plaque, still grows on your teeth,
right.
No matter what.
Right.
So that's why it's still so important to brush in the morning, because you still have bacteria on your teeth, whether or not you ate anything. And mouthwash won't kill all of that bacteria. So brushing is obviously the gold standard, but I think that if he's only going to brush once a day, nighttime is probably best. But, yeah, that myth is debunked.
It's kind of like if you were going to have clothes and you just sprayed Febreze instead of putting them through the washing machine.
Is that wrong?
Exactly.
Yeah, you're just not getting, yes, Steve, that's wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Not always.
You're just not getting the dirt off of it. It smells better.
Yeah.
So are you saying brushing will kill all the bacteria where mouthwash only kills whatever it says, like on the
surface
bottle, 99.9% or whatever?
Well, I was, so brushing doesn't kill the bacteria. The abrasiveness of the toothpaste and your toothbrush get it off of your teeth. It doesn't kill it. It just removes it.
Yeah, it's the whole sticky plaque thing, I feel like.
Yeah.
Awesome. Ellie, thank you so much. Not to mention, it's gross.
Awesome.
You know what I mean? Yep. I mean, it's kind of gross if you don't. Appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, exactly.
Although, using the mouthwash,
I should have asked. Ellie, you still there?
Yes.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Okay, I had a thought about this yesterday because I haven't had my teeth cleaned in a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I know. I'm sorry.
Scold him.
I know. Here it comes.
Tisk.
Yeah, tisk, tisk. Yeah. You know when you guys, you I don't know if you do this part, with the sharp pokey thing. What do you call that sharp pokey thing?
That is called the scaler.
The scaler, yeah. I call it the sharp pokey thing. And I haven't had somebody intentionally try to make my gums bleed for a while, so I thought, boy, I really need to get back there so someone can stuff a chunk of metal down in my teeth. And then I was like, you know, Kevin, you know how they do the numbers thing? Where they go, two, three, four, three, two, three, two, three, and it's like, and then
that doesn't sound good, Jay.
If they ever say a four, there's that pause where they look at each other like, oh my God, he's got a four in there.
Four pretty bad, Ellie.
If you would allow me to nerd out, I can explain it to you, but fours aren't bad. They're not bad. It's just, they're measuring the depth of that pocket of between your teeth and your gums.
Right.
And the larger the number, the deeper the pocket. And the deeper the pocket, the more at risk you are for developing periodontal disease.
So what I want to do is next time I go in, for whoever's doing the jabbing with the fork, I'm going to like slip them a 20 and say, here's 20 if you don't say the number four. Keep the numbers.
Yeah, just
keep the numbers three and under.
Three and under.
So that, you know, I don't get the look. I don't get the look. And then I always do the same thing because then I have to lie. You guys are like, oh, do you floss every day? And of course, what am I going to say? No.
I already know.
It's like saying, you know, did you brush your teeth this morning? I mean, I think you know. You're there. You're in there, man.
Oh, they know.
I know. You're making me lie, Ellie. It's like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I floss seven times a day.
Oh, yeah, we'll know right away if you do or don't.
Gosh, dang it. I just say no. I just don't lie. It's not even worth it. All right, Ellie, thank you for helping us out. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, anytime.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So brush your teeth.
Mouthwash Mike. Yeah, I get it, right? Like, maybe he's just that.
It's quick.
Super hurry, get out the door. I'm going to do construction all day.
Hey,
like,
does it matter?
Whatever. The mouthwash, I will admit, when I use mouthwash, I always do think the same thing. That is burning and hurting and killing anything in my... You cannot convince me that that doesn't kill the stuff in my mouth.
Yeah.
You remember those Listerine strips? That they used to make.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they still make those. Do they still make those?
I think so.
I think they do, yeah.
Ooh, those were...
Where they'd melt on your tongue?
Yeah, it was like a thin...
Yep.
Whatever. I don't know what...
thin petroleum product. I wonder why that burns. No, I'm with you, Kevin. I do. I like the feeling of that.
Yeah.
It feels like it's good, but man, I tell you, I literally, it's the first thing I do every day. When I get up, I immediately walk to the sink in the bathroom and brush my teeth. I couldn't do it. Oh, man, just the thought of that. Just the feel of, like, your tongue against your teeth.
Mm.
Feels like there's sweaters on in there if you don't brush them.
Little sweaters?
Seven.
Seven?
Nine, 12.
Yeah, right. 232-24. Oh, four?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
He's got a couple of fours.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Can you imagine, Kevin, doing something where a whole bunch of people would know about your mistake? Could you ever imagine what that'd be like?
Kevin James.
Are you being for real right now?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Not really. it's fine. hey, don't forget, you know, if you want to go to Delish Hamburgers on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, you should get one of their doubles there, and every dollar, a dollar donated for every double sold goes to our Christmas wish. So that's going on for the entire month of October. Thanks to Hunter Delish and the folks over there at Delish. That was so good the other day. Mm-hmm. So that's Tuesdays and Wednesdays. All right, entertainment news brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. I did a couple of quick ones here before we jump over to you fellas. Miranda Lambert donated $100,000 to hurricane relief. Very generous. Good. A lot of that, you know, she has a big soft spot for pets, of course. And her foundation realizes that there's a lot of pets and animals as well that suffered through the hurricane. So
I saw the weirdest video last night of a family all inside their house.
Okay.
Just like some of them are sitting at the counter doing whatever. There's probably 8 or 10 of them.
Right.
And then like the dad or whatever is walking through the house. And you realize that the water is about chest deep.
Oh, he's in the house. Oh, man.
Yeah, he's in the house. Oh, so geez. Are all of them sitting in the water.
Oh, no. Gross.
At the dinner table? Or where are they sitting?
That's what it seemed like, Steve. Like they were just sitting there getting ready to have dinner. Hopefully fish. Whoa. But they, yeah, he was walking through and he goes, oh, man, he asked somebody, are you okay? She's like, no, not really. Oh. And he's like, okay, well, We're gonna have to find a way to get out of here, guys.
Good.
And
grief.
I thought they're just sitting around like, oh yeah, we're in a flooded house. What are we supposed to do?
I think
just like waiting in their own house.
Literally waiting.
Yeah.
Waiting and waiting. So is flooding the worst one? Because it lasts so long the original event?
Fire is so devastating, right? Where you just go, oh.
Yeah, you have the aftermath of all of them.
You know,
tornado, earthquake, fire. You have the aftermath. It's just that the flooding feels like it's continuing. It's like it's still there. You walk, you know, you go to, oh, can I go to my house? Yeah, no, it's burned out. That's horrible. That's got to be just gut-wrenching.
And you got to rebuild and do all that.
All that stuff.
The flood,
water's just still sitting there. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah, it does seem very nasty for a long time.
Obviously, none of them are good, but holy smokes, man, that's just... So there's a song called Lonely Road that Jelly Roll does with Machine Gun Kelly. And it's, kind of has, they've sampled, you know, how artists will sample other songs within their song. I mean, there's been a lot of it been going on lately and they sample Take Me Home Country Road.
Oh yeah.
So they played that song. I think it was on the Tonight Show possibly. And so somebody tweeted at Jelly Roll. And she's like, how long is it going to take Jelly Roll and Machine Gun Kelly to get sued for their Lonely Road sounding exactly like Country Road Take Me Home from John Denver? And so Jelly's like, and it's the lady's name was Karen, which was
that's funny,
kind of funny. And I could just imagine when Jelly got that, because she, of course, you know, tagged him in it. And he sees that her name is Karen Z. And I can just almost imagine him thinking, well, let me tell Karen to chill out here. Because, of course, they clear it. You know, you don't that. You know, you know, of course you
musicians
know.
Musicians aren't really doing that very often anymore. They've all heard the tale.
Yeah, you're not going to get sued. You go to the John Denver estate and you clear it. But he did say, I appreciate your legal advice, Karen. And I just know that when he typed that, he was having the most fun ever.
Yes.
I really appreciate your legal advice, Karen. Gotta love that.
What a Karen.
Yeah. All right. Kevin, what do you got for us?
Oh, Sandra Bullock. I saw an interview with her the other day where she was chatting it up. And she said, what's the one movie they asked her? Is there anything that you regret doing? And I think a lot of actors will always say, no, you know, not really. Because it was what it was in the time. It was fine.
Sure.
And she's like, oh, yeah. There's one that's so bad. She's like, I'm actually still embarrassed that I'm in it.
Oh, really?
One of those where, like, when I just see it or I see the name of it or whatever, I'm just cringe and go, oh, why did I do it? She goes, and I knew it was bad.
Boy, I'm trying to think what movie that would
be. Just go ahead and do it anyway.
I really like her in movies I can think of.
She's so great in so many movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is why maybe it makes it easier
to
say.
The Proposal was so fun.
I just watched The Proposal 2 nights ago.
No, that's a great movie. She's funny in it.
She
is. Miss Congeniality, of course, is great. Let's see what else.
What's the other one I watched?
Speed. She's good in Speed.
Speed. She's so good in Speed. But would you believe her answer is Speed 2?
Oh, I don't think I've ever seen Speed 2.
Me either.
Oh, wow.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah, right. Maybe she said, don't.
You know, it's still got terrible reviews.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's like the Rotten Tomatoes score is really low.
Really?
On Speed 2. Huh. She said, yeah, it was a dumb concept. And I don't even remember this because, again, I don't think I ever saw it. She's like, we were on a boat going slow towards an island.
I see. And
like,
if they sped up, it was just
bad. It was just a bad idea. Yeah, and if they sped up, I think the boat blew up.
Speed has a 3.9 rating out of 10.
The original?
Speed 2.
Oh, okay.
Speed 2.
Yeah.
What does the original have?
That's a good question, Steve. Stand by. I'm going to say a 7.
That's pretty solid.
Let's see.
Yeah.
7.3.
There you go. We'll take that all day.
For sure.
Yeah, that is...
That's funny that she has it right out. Like, she knows immediately.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Don't see it.
And she's like, I just can't. One guy said, I like that movie. And she's like, yeah, you and all the other 12-year-old boys who thought it was fun.
Oh, no.
She's not a fan.
That's hilarious. Steve, you got anything quick for us here?
Well, did you hear this yesterday? This is pretty exciting. Spokane Arena going to be hosting first and second rounds of the 2027 men's basketball tournament.
Oh, I saw they're going to. I saw Spokane got awarded a bunch of different stuff.
Like, oh, really?
we got the indoor track, like the indoor track championships.
At the podium?
Yes, correct.
Okay,
yeah.
And
then
was that right?
And then there was the basketball that Steve was talking about. And then I want to say cross country.
Huh. Okay. I didn't hear about those.
I think there's track and field at the podium. There's cross country, and I think they do that, or Gonzaga hosts that. I don't know where they run it at. I know sometimes they do it out at Plants Ferry.
Oh, here. I see this now. 2027 Division Regionals for Cross Country.
Okay.
Hosts are Gonzaga University and Spokane Sports Commission Park Cross Country Complex. Flora Park Country Complex. Yeah.
You okay?
What did I say?
I don't know, but... I'm sure the cross-country people understand.
Yeah, Spokane Valley.
Yeah, I think that's Plants Ferry. I don't know. They run there a lot. I know that. So, yeah, that's cool. I love the fact that we got some of that. And, you know, obviously the NCAA tournament.
That's huge.
Very cool.
Huge, huge, huge.
You said 2027?
I don't know what I said, Jay.
Yeah, Flora.
2027.
Flora, Laura, Laura.
So would that be our first year in the Pac-12? 26, 27? Yeah.
Yes, it is.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
He's got one sore arm, one sore limb.
One sore gout arm.
Remember that song?
Kevin James.
One sore limb.
Yeah.
I can't raise my arm because I got one sore limb.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Even
still
after that.
Still got a sore arm.
Yeah, sore arm, yeah. Yeah, sorry about that. Have you tried the cherry juice?
Have.
Nothing, huh?
Not touching it this time.
Nah, it's a bummer. Do you soak it in it or you drink it?
Drink it. Okay. I've not soaked it in it. I need to be icing it more, Jay. That's probably the thing that I'm doing wrong.
All right.
I should. I brought an ice pack today.
Oh.
But it needs to be frozen.
It's weird how that is.
Yeah, so I need to go throw that in the freezer and then, you know, maybe get a couple icings in here at work.
Okay.
I haven't been doing that.
Yeah. I'll throw it in there next for you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you got it, man.
And there might be another one in there. I can't remember.
We've got email. We've got email. Got email. Got email. We've got email.
Da, 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 da. Okay, on the air at jayandkevin.com is the email address. Stella said, hello, fellas. Now that Steve's gone to Scary Wood, are you going to take him to Green Bluff this fall? I had a couple people ask me that. Maybe a show trip? No.
Boy, no.
Why? Why not?
I mean,
See, it's so weird. I've been to Green Bluff so many times, but it's always for weddings.
Oh, wow.
DJ,
you've never gone there for...
Weddings. I've never been... Jay?
Oh, wow.
I've told you this. It's been the bullet that I have dodged.
Mm.
My sister, every year when the kids were younger, would say, hey, I'd love to take the kids to Green Bluff this weekend. Is that okay with you guys? And we were like, yeah.
Heavens, yes.
Yeah, it's okay, yeah. Jody. That's your thing.
Yeah.
She did it every year with them. We never went. I think... I think my ex-wife went a few times maybe with him.
Okay.
I never did, though. So I've never actually encountered the actual Green Bluff.
Yeah, the experience.
Whatever they call it. The pumpkin patch. Madness.
Yeah, pumpkin patch, yeah. Gosh, I feel like I may have said this before. I don't remember, but I feel like I'm going to get a lot of heat for it. I'm just going to say that the whole pumpkin donut thing, overrated.
There. Like eating pumpkin donuts?
He said it.
I'm going to live with it.
Oh. We've got email.
Now, Jay, if those donuts were delivered here to the station for free and they were on the counter, you'd be like, these are great donuts.
Absolutely.
Great donuts.
Absolutely.
But it's the waiting in line forever.
And I don't even care about the expense part because whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm not the standing there for 45 minutes or more to get a donut, I just, yeah.
Wait, can you only get them there? Is that the whole thing?
I mean, you can only get them at one place. They're most famous at one place. And then you're like, oh, those are great. Well, they are great, but the whole waiting there is like, oh, my God.
You're not sure they're worth it.
No, I mean.
And then the hard part is, you know, you got your little kids or whatever with you.
Oh, goodness.
And they're right there. They're tired of waiting in line.
Well, they've already rolled down the hill for 30 minutes.
Yeah, now they're playing around or whatever. And you go to find them and you look up and think, okay, they have on the yellow and black flannel. Oh, God, everybody has that on. Where are the kids?
Oh, man. You guys,
is that the place where the most people are dressed the same?
Yeah, either yellow and black or just the regular reddish flannel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I picked yellow and black just for cuteness of the kids.
Or orange, I think you said. I said yellow accidentally, but yeah, orange, yeah. For sure. I mean,
everybody's
got orange on, too.
You
got
to wear flannel.
Yeah. Yeah. And the boots, of course, too, right?
Obviously, yes.
Yeah.
That's correct. Kevin, do you have one for us?
Oh, my
God.
Goodness.
The orange and black flannel is hilarious.
This one came in from Steve.
Uh-oh, producer
Steve? Not our
Steve,
Steve is it?
All right.
Steve, you didn't send this an email, did you?
Depends what it is.
Good point.
Depends what it is. Okay. He said, I got a new iPhone 16. Mm. I've loved it so far. It's very cool. But I put something on the back of my case that makes it look unique. It's a sticker.
Oh, nice.
That's from something I don't understand. Like a, not, I got, what are the little guys called? The little characters, the little,
Pokemon?
Pokemon, thank you.
Oh, wow.
I think it might be one of those, Steve, because I don't know what the word is.
Oh,
okay.
A Guyaga or something? A Guyaga sticker?
Hmm.
I have no idea what that is. But that's what he has on the back of his phone. And he said it helps identify that it's my phone, and it looks pretty cool.
I see.
So whatever a Guyaga or however you say this is,
I don't know that one.
Maybe, you know.
You're not trying to say iguana, right?
No, it looks, maybe it looks cool. A guiwana. A guaga.
Sorry.
He was asking if we ever put things on our phones so that they look a little unique or whatever.
I don't mind that.
That's iguana, Jay. You are right, yeah.
A guiwa. I mean, I don't know. I don't have anything on my phone. I wouldn't mind it. If I could figure out what I wanted to put on there.
Yeah, that's... I think for a long time I had an Eastern... the folks from Eastern brought us in some really cool stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like Eagle for Life or whatever.
I like the...
And I had that on my phone forever. I love the red and black of Eastern's logo. Oh,
it stands out.
Has always been my absolute favorite.
That is cool.
Yeah, it's very, very
and
nice.
And so it looked good on a phone, too.
Yep, absolutely.
I had that for a while. Producer Steve, you ever have anything?
Oh, no. I'm too plain.
Just plain Jane Steve.
You wouldn't want anything? Like, I mean, you love the University of Missouri. You love their football team. What if you got like a Mizzou sticker or something?
Mm. No? I thought about putting a bumper sticker on my car at one point. I just couldn't get myself to do it.
Just don't.
That's funny.
Just like it clean. Everything is plain.
Plain.
I like to say clean instead of plain. It just has such a better connotation to it.
I do have something on my phone right now, but I don't think this is staying long term. My granddaughter, God bless Amazon, man. They are no dummies. They send out a book. Have you seen this book of toys that they send out?
I don't think so. A book of toys?
It's unreal. It is.
Like an actual physical?
100 and some pages.
Oh.
Of
oh,
wow. Every, and it's each page is jam-packed with 20 toys, I swear. And it's just all these toys and educational things and all this stuff. And the kids are supposed to go through and they can circle. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
They go through. They can circle them, the whole deal. But then it's got a bunch of stickers and then there's other, you know. It's just a fun little book for the kids. Let's put it that way. A lot of stuff circled, I noticed. But she took out one of the stickers and put it on my phone. And it is a...
Let me see it.
It's a little teddy bear.
Well, it's an iguana.
Not an iguana. It's a teddy bear in a little gift bag.
Aw. It looks like it's a little stocking cap on.
Yeah, and she's, and when I saw it, I was like, oh, you put a sticker on my phone. She was like, yeah, Papa, then you always have... You always know it's your phone, and right, you'll never be alone because you'll always have a friend with you.
Oh.
And I thought, well, that is really, really sweet. So I'll leave it on for a while.
Yeah. And then you can say, Steve took it off.
And how come for some reason if that's, I have a feeling if that's the sticker I try to take off, it will never come. Oh, no, it peels off easy.